Well, Done With Debt is a consumer advocate firm specializing in debt relief strategies. I have asked Michael Pearson to join me to share his strategies and advice for people that want to end their debt permanently. Hi, Michael.
Hey, how's it going?
Good. So talk to us about credit card and loan interest rates have skyrocketed. How does this affect most Americans? Because we're all dealing with this.
Well, that's a great question. It's tough because it affects all Americans here. One thing that we always notice is that we can't control the interest rate. So your debt keeps building faster and faster. It's getting bigger and bigger. And what was once a manageable situation is now unmanageable. And with inflation going crazy, with just groceries, gasoline, rents, all the basic necessities, at some point something has to break and you realize that you're not going to get out of this debt maybe in years, sometimes decades. So it's tough.
Yeah. So a lot of people look to either get a loan or declare bankruptcy, but that can actually make it worse. I struggle with insomnia, Michael. I don't know if you do, because I know a lot of people, you go to bed waking thinking about your debt, you wake up thinking about it, or whatever your problems are. What's your advice for someone struggling with debt in general?
Go to donewithdebt.com, answer 3 to 4 questions, get in contact with us before you even make your next payment to that credit card. Before you call the creditors yourself, give us a call. There is hope. We will help you. Simply go to donewithdebt.com, fill out a couple questions. We'll have one of our experts call you right away. It's free at no cost to you. We don't charge anything until we start settling your debts. So what do you have to lose?
There you go. Easy peasy. That's a complex financial term that I hope you understand. Go to donewithdebt.com. That is donewithdebt.com. Michael, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Okay, it's time to commit. 2024 is the year for prioritizing yourself. Begin your new smile journey with Byte, and you could start seeing results in just 2 to 3 weeks. Just order your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95 at Byte.com. Byte Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer financing options, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA, FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
If you like what you're hearing, why not try a StephCast subscription? Only $4.95 a month if you buy a year in advance. Go to StephanieMiller.com to find out how.
Oh, hi, Dana. Hi.
Oh, hi. I missed you all so dearly.
I was barking at your gala pictures because, arf!
Well, thank you very much. I got my hairs did. I got some makeup did. I raised $300,000 for 17 charities in Texas.
That's woo-hoo! Awesome.
Great.
And that's
you.
On top of the money that they already did. So it felt really nice to be back. It was very nerve-wracking. It was 2,000 people in the room in Texas. And so you were like, it's funny how, and people will understand this, we have different PTSD from this depending on what part of the country you're in. Because in California, we're like, don't come near me. And everyone's like, you know, wanting to be all over you in Texas and Florida and stuff. And so it's a very interesting dynamic. It's really interesting.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, normally I would want people to be all over me, but COVID's made me like, come closer. No. Don't come that close.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, but you are a professional comedian. Can you speak about the amateur comedy that is the defense for Paul Gosar doing a cartoon of him killing? I know. Oh, I love they call it a cartoon, but it was
it's just horrific.
It was anime of him slaughtering AOC and possibly the president.
And then he retweeted after he got censured to just do another FU to the
minutes
to the
after
house
he was censured, he retweeted
after.
It. Yeah.
What are you going to do? Censure me again? Censure me again? I mean, he's an awful human being, but if he's Alexander Hamilton, I want to know who Aaron Burr is because I would like to lend him something. Aww.
Yes, because I love you best and you are family. I saved Paul Gosar comparing himself to Alexander.
No threat was intended by my staff or me.
Oh, your staff.
The American people deserve to have their voices heard in Congress. No matter how much the left tries to quiet me, I will continue to speak out against amnesty for illegal aliens, defend the rule of law, and advance the American First agenda. Gentlemen. If I must join
Gentlemen's recognized 30 seconds.
If I must join Alexander Hamilton, the first person attempted to be censored by this House, so be it. It is done.
Who was it that said, you are no Alexander Hamilton?
Cicilline.
David Cicilline. Yeah. It is just, but this is what they always try. Oh, it's funny. You guys just don't get it, right?
Of course.
How about, you know, not convicted. accused child sex trafficker, Matt Gaetz. Here he is.
Anime is fiction to the point of the absurd. It's not really my thing, and it does glorify violence, but often to symbolize conflict, not realistic harm to another person. In the last session week we had, we reviewed Steve Bannon's podcast. Today, we're critiquing Paul Gosar's anime. Next week, we might be indicting the Wile E. Coyote for an explosive ordinance against the Roadrunner.
Would you like to explain the difference,
Tina? The funniest thing in that whole thing is anime. It's not really my thing, which means it's definitely his thing.
Yes, sure, like, absolutely.
Yes. That's how it gets the girls. Probably has a creepy anime sex doll in his closet.
But yeah, a young girl thing. Yeah. Absolutely.
There are some tentacles of anime that you do not want to go down.
I can't.
I don't even. That's the problem. Is they want you to get sucked into this, right?
Absolutely.
Where suddenly, you know. First of all, they are getting, particularly AOC, is getting very, very real death threats, right?
I mean, she has been since she's been elected. So for them to perpetrate violence against her in this way, it's just, it's irresponsible is an understatement. Mm-hmm. He should not be in Congress. I mean, if he's going to keep doing this, you sent him. I understand that you got to have 2/3 vote to actually expel him. Some things just need to be changed. Something needs to be changed. Yeah. It get very frustrating.
Well, and we were saying, we played it earlier, Marjorie Taylor Greene inciting violence again in defending Paul Gosar, talking about civil war. And we might have, what did she say? Oh, we might have the only way to get our freedoms back are with blood. The price we have to pay in blood. I mean, I don't even know. We didn't have time. We had so many things to ask Joyce Vance about. But at what point are these... Not just you should be expelled, but you should be in prison. These are naked death threats. And then Lauren Boebert, I mean, they all have to one-up each other, right?
They really do. The only thing I can say is that, you know, the people running against them, you know, MTG ran unopposed the last time because they threatened the guy that was running against her and he ended up dropping out. Someone help me. It's very early. She has someone running against her at this point. So what we need to do is we need to support the candidate and we need to make sure that we do everything we can to get her out of office. If Congress isn't going to do it, if the government's not going to do it, her own party's not going to hold her responsible. The voters have to. That's the only option at this point, it seems.
Yeah. Sorry, we're just done.
I saw you spraying somebody. Yeah.
No, I haven't sprayed Jamie yet, but it's Jamie. We're getting to that time. Sorry.
No, that's okay.
This is multitasking.
Things have changed while I was gone for 2 weeks. There's a water bottle in the basement. I don't know what's happening.
Quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have, the more money you keep. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform, one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite. You improve efficiency by bringing all your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. By popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. NetSuite.com/Miller. NetSuite.com/Miller. One more time, NetSuite.com/Miller. Okay, let Lauren Boebert. This is about Eric Swalwell, who even the FBI said did the exact right thing about who they found out later was the Chinese friend. Okay, anyway, to play this and
the Jihad Squad member from Minnesota has paid her husband and not her brother husband, the other one, over $1 million in campaign funds. This member is allowed on the Foreign Affairs Committee while praising terrorists. A Democrat chairwoman incited further violence in the streets outside of a courthouse. And then the cherry on top. My colleague and 3-month presidential candidate from California, who is on the Intelligence Committee, slept with Feng Feng, a Chinese spy. Let me say that again. A member of Congress who receives classified briefings was sleeping with the enemy. This is unacceptable, and this would never be...
Gentlemen, his time's expired. Gentlemen from Florida.
Oh, my God.
Listen,
so
I know
all of that is a load of crap. Nobody incited violence outside a courtroom. It just, you cannot, there is no parallel. There are not Democrats that have incited violence like just happened here, like she's done before. She tweeted Nancy Pelosi's location on the day of the insurrection, Dana.
If she was rambling like that in a bar,
right,
or in a different area, she would be arrested.
Right.
There should be no difference. And I know we don't throw around this term. She sounds crazy. She literally sounds paranoid.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Like diagnosably insane. And she's anywhere else that she would literally be arrested right now and put in a place so she couldn't hurt herself or anyone else. Maybe not jail.
Yeah. No, we were saying that that's the, you know, there was John Carl again reporting Republicans privately tell him that they know Gosar's crazy, that they said he's lost his mind, there's something wrong with him. Like, they know that. And they've got to know the same of Boebert and Green and these, that they're not even sane. They're conspiracy theorist lunatics.
Yeah.
And that's the real, it's the, you know, what it was, a Paul Krugman wrote the piece about, it's the cowards covering for the crazies. Mm-hmm. That's what this party has become. It's the cowards that know better.
Not to mention the spewing of Islamophobia on the floor. I mean, it's that sort of thing that she should be removed for that alone.
Yeah, none of what she said is true, right? The FBI said Eric Swalwell did exactly the right thing when they notified him about this woman. I mean, it's okay. I don't even know. Joyce Vance could probably break that down, how many layers of defamation, and I don't know which parts are illegal.
It's like a blooming onion from, it's like a blooming onion. There's so many layers. Yes. There's so many layers of defamation. Yes.
The only thing that will help us now is Matt in Chicago with his usual joke for Dana Goldberg.
Aww.
Here
yes,
we go.
Matt. Hello, Matt.
Hello, everyone. Dana, let me just tell you before I tell you the joke that the time without you was like a million kicks in the crotch.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, dear. I missed you as well.
Mm-hmm. So, you know, back when Trump was in office, did you guys hear how Trump responded when he was questioned about how to deal with Hurricane Florence?
No. How?
He said, pay her the same as Stormy Daniels. Ha! I love you, Dana. Welcome back.
Thank you. It's good to be back.
That one might have been a little bit doughy.
Doughy?
Doughy, yeah. Like it wasn't, it hadn't
ready?
Finished.
Wasn't quite ready.
It wasn't, yeah.
All right. Let's, you know what? We're just on lighter things for a moment. Let's tie this all together with a little story about Adele.
Oh.
First of all, I love Adele. She told Oprah Winfrey that she is not shocked or fazed by the reaction to her dramatic weight loss. She did not set out to drop almost 100 pounds, saying she has always been body positive, no matter what weight she was. So good for her. Yay. A lot of people I know, Frangela, me, a lot of people, you know, did health resets during COVID, Dana. And I say, but good for them. And I love our listeners that, you know, say they've done, they're inspired by us. Like, right. We're all trying to, obviously during COVID, right, Dana, we're all trying to stay as healthy as we can. She attributed the majority of her weight loss to exercise, explaining she loves lifting weights in the gym. Her strongest was deadlifting 160 pounds.
Wow.
That's good for a chick, right?
Sure.
Okay, just asking. telling her trainer she wanted to win an Olympic medal. Oh, no, come on. I don't think if you have that many Grammys, you're allowed to also.
Adele's,
now you're just doing an end zone dance. You don't get to win an Olympic medal, too.
She is so lovely. She is so funny.
Yes.
She's so down to earth. I really just enjoy this human. I don't know if you saw, you may be getting to this in a story, but that someone in, I can't remember what publication, was like, well, it doesn't look like she lost her voice with the pounds. And someone was like, she lost weight. She didn't make a deal with a sea witch.
Yeah, exactly.
And I love what she said. She said, I think one of the reasons people think that they lost the plot was because the weight loss was actually over a 2-year period. But she was saying, like, she doesn't post on Instagram every day. It's not hers. It's hers. She said, it's my body. It's my story. I'm not, you know. She said, I'm quite addicted to it. I work out 2 or 3 times a day.
Uh-oh.
That's not doable for a lot of people.
That's just like you.
Yes. Well, yes. I'm a childless loser. So, yes, I work out at least 2 times a day. But no, I'm just used to, but I know what she means about comments either way. I get comments all the time. I'm too skinny now. I'm too this. And
eat a sandwich. That's a big one for you. Yeah.
But it's just, it's the same thing. I actually eat a lot. You can confirm that. She said the same thing. If anything, I eat more than I used to because I work out so hard. Right when I gave you my big giant bowl of stir fry, you're like, that's a lot. I'm like, I eat that every night. Giant salad, the size of my head.
Burn a lot of calories every day too.
Right. But anyway, I just mean, I just like that she said I was body positive when I was this weight, when I'm this weight. Just shut up already. Everybody feels like they have to comment one way or another, right?
It's really annoying. I mean, just mind your business. Mind your business.
Yeah. Right.
Make minding your business normal. Let's
I don't like sandwiches or lasagna. Stop saying it. And I'm very healthy. I just, okay.